Satya, Bombay Triangle. Satya is a 1998 Hindi movie directed by Ram Gopal Varma that talks about an immigrant who gets influenced by the wrong side of Bombay. Satya, J. D. Chakravarti, arrives in Bombay searching for a home and work. There he befriends Bhikkhu, Manoj Bajpayee, a local don and falls in love with his neighbor, Vidya, Urmila Matondkar. With the gang wars and killings, Satya turns into a dreaded criminal. In this phase, he gets into this web of lies, losing many closed ones while ultimately getting killed. Satya is the face of many immigrants who come to Bombay searching for something that will change their lives forever. For some, it changes for the better, while for many, it brings the worst out of them, leading to more chaos. While Manoj acted so well as usual but J.D. did not. His acting showed that lacking when he was being beaten, where he could not easily transform himself from being beaten up to giving those punches back. It was not the usual tone of music heard in Hindi gangster movies. Instead of using high bass sounds, they used soothing instrumental music, and this experiment did pay off. As an artist, you should be brave enough to experiment daily, no matter what the world says. The HAFTA system run by the extortion gang is something that makes no sense. Why would you pay a criminal so that you are well protected from some other criminal? It is one of the biggest scams that has mainly affected mostly upper middle class businessmen and sometimes being fatal too. By the end of the 20th century, Bollywood was one such industry which was very much affected by the underworld criminals led by Dawood. T-Series, with one of the highest YouTube followers in the world, lost their founding father to this criminal gang. Fear is that feeling that can easily succumb you to do things that you never want but have to. Overcoming it can give you life or take the same. The last scene, where Satya falls dead in front of Vidya, was really powerful and was just a great ending. A critically very much acclaimed movie that did good at the box office too. A must-watch one, and I enjoyed it.